Bonanza Gesondheid.
En jy is ingeskakel hier op Tygerberg op 104 FM en dit is die 1 December, die eerste donderdag van December en dit is ook Wêreldvigsdag vandag. En ook my voorreg om aan jou voor te stel, Dr. Darren Green. Dr. Green, thank you so much for availing your precious time to be with us.
It's an absolute pleasure. Good morning to you.
Well, Dr. Green, we've seen you on Breakfast TV tomorrow this morning and happy that you could make it. How did that go?
No, fantastic. We are very privileged to have so many really, really iconic role models and leaders in the field of the future and face of HIV in our country, but also globally in studio with us on Expresso this morning. The Minister of Health for the Western Cape was there, Professor Linda Gail Becker as the presidential elect from the International Federation for HIV/AIDS was also there. And we were so privileged. I mean, so really people putting a lot of energy behind the day today, and what an opportunity.
And Dr. Darren Green, we also want to say welcome to all the families. There are so many listeners tuned in today wat onverpoost voortgaan met hulle bewusmaking initiatiewe in ons gemeenskappe. Ons het selfs van ons HIV kom ons sê van ons luisteraars wat self HIV positief is en mense wat elke dag die lewe met soveel uithou vermoë te gemoed gaan. En vandag gaan ons praat oor baie positiewe dinge. Waar staan ons met betrekking tot HIV en VIGS? Where are we?
Nou, ek dink ons is by 'n plek waar ons gedroom het ons sou gewees het 10 jaar terug. Nie. As mense nou terugkyk van die stigma en al die konnotasies met HIV en HIV infeksie, as mense teruggaan so 10, 15 jaar terug, het baie mense dit gesien as 'n doodsonde. Mense het gevoel, maar jy weet, daar gaan ek sterf binne die volgende 5 jaar, meeste van die mense, en dit was dit. Dinge het ongelooflik gegroei en weer gevorder sedert daai tyd. Ons is nou by 'n plek waar mense bewus is van die siekte, bewus is van die risiko's, bewus is van gedrag wat ons het in ons leefstyl, dat ons risiko's maak vir ander. Ons is ook meer bewus daarvan dat daar is 'n oplossing en weet, die mens kan 'n normale lewe lei, al het jy HIV en al het jy nou byvoorbeeld voorheen was nou hoe risiko gedrag uitgeoefen, kan jy nog steeds 'n normale lewe lei met absolute sekerheid dat die behandeling werk. Die hele uitwerking van die behandeling op ons is ongelooflik, want oorspronklik was daar mos nou groot stories terme van die neeweffek dan
Vanoggend you said that the minister has been, the MEC for Health has also been with you on the breakfast show. What is the minister saying at this point in time, Dr. Green?
Well, the current message out there is that prevention is treatment, and treatment is prevention. We are particularly concerned about the young ladies, basically an incidence rate of between 5-10%. Young women are infected with HIV and they don't even know it because they are too scared. The fear factor prohibits them from going to be tested. You know, but knowledge is power. Knowing your status empowers you to actually take control of something that is absolutely manageable with current technology. And I think the minister's focus was really creating early detection of the infection, but also focusing on the positive new trends and improvements in terms of the medications and drugs that we're using to combat the disease itself. You know, the side effect profiles have gone down. Even the dosing schedule, whereas before you have to take tablets 3 times a day, even that is going to be changing to once a day, for example. So understanding that prevention is actually brought about by you modifying your risk factors, but also taking responsibility to be compliant with treatment that is obviously a lot more advanced now.
Dr. Green, let's see if we can get some sound of that interview of this morning, and then maybe you could give us some feedback on the words of the minister. Let's see if we can do this.
Everyone has got a role to play in terms of the usage of the condoms, in terms of one partner, in terms of the male circumcision and all of those. So today, for the whole of the Western Cape, we're busy. We've got stores throughout, but I'll be going to Cape Town Stadium, where people will have an opportunity to go for HIV testing. People, if they want more information, and also about where people probably they can write in their hands and then just take a picture and then post it in our Facebook page, so that actually the whole world, because it's part of the campaign by the United Nations. I don't want to say it's exciting, because it's a disease, and there's a lot of money that is being put around that, but I think for when everybody, all of us, become everyone where we are able to fight the disease. And that's the point.
So, Dr. Green, the minister, emphasizing that this is all of us having to work together.
And obviously a multifaceted approach of incorporating from education all the way through to health services and families and communities. So
yes,
certainly that's how we're going to combat this thing. You know, that's how by 2020 we want basically 90% of people to have already been, that have HIV to be diagnosed and ARVs, etc.
Yes.
She mentions male circumcision. She mentions, for example, early detection, using the opportunities to be tested for free even.
Yes.
And then empowering yourself and creating conversations around the topic, you know, using social media not only for talking about the good and the bad things in life, but also using it to show and become an ambassador for combating the disease. Starts off with a test, you know, posting pictures saying, I've had my HIV test and I'm negative and I've taken responsibility. Those are things that empower people and also give people hope. You know, of exposing the disease, but also removing the stigma that it's not a death sentence.
And Dr. Green, also some of the good news this year is that everyone or those that are affected and infected by HIV can start receiving treatment as soon as they know their status?
That's right. You know, in the past, Denise, we used to, the two things involved with HIV infection. The first one is the viral load, in other words, how many copies of the virus are actually in the human being's body. And the viral load often leads then to the amount of clinical symptoms and signs that you have in the stage of HIV infection. Mm. And the other thing is the CD4 count, which are your soldier cells, the specialized white blood cells in the body. As you get deeper into the infection and more, as your viral load increases, your CD4 or white cell count drops and drops and drops until you have no soldier cells to fight the different opportunistic infections. But what we did before was people, for example, didn't get ARVs or HIV treatment until their CD4 count was 200 or less. What we've shown now with science and research is that it's beneficial to start. Eventually they said 350 and then they said 500. Now, as you say, at diagnosis already, we start people on ARV treatment, because we've realized that if we get the viral load down to naught, the chances of transmission are naught. And that's fantastic, because even although you are diagnosed as having had HIV and HIV positive, if you can get your viral load down on treatment, and it shows that it does that, you won't be aiding in the progression of HIV anymore.
And Dr. Darren Green, thank you for the great work you are doing, not just the medical doctor, maar ook in die media, in musiek en in motivering. So ek dink baie gepas gaan ons vandag hierdie program afsluit oor iets wat ek gesien het, jy gepost het op Facebook, en hierdie was die woorde, hierdie aanhaling, and then give us your take on that, never regret a day in your life. Now this is on your website, if our listeners want to go there, www.drdarrengreen.com, and this is what it's saying, never regret a day in your life. Good days give happiness, bad days give experience, worst days give lessons, and best days give memories.
Correct, and it's all about that, you know. To have a life that is worth living, sometimes we also have to take the risk of exposing ourselves, making ourselves vulnerable, but also getting to a place where we are willing to risk failure. And failure, for example, only leads to growth, even although we fail at different things in our lives. I think it's very important to realize that if you don't try, you have failed by default anyway.
And thank you for joining us today telephonically, Dr. Darren Green, radio and TV personality, adventurer, multimedia doctor, professional performer, and passionate about chilies. Are you passionate about chilies, Dr. Green?
Very much in favor of chilies and curry. It's my favorite foodstuff, Hanti.
Dr. Green, what would be your take-home message today?
I think people must just realize that, you know, we are not defined by the diseases we develop or carry as a species, as a human race, and as children of the king. We are not defined by that. I think we need to realize that there's a lot more that we comprise of than the diseases or the sicknesses that pass our way. And our ability and your ability listening, your ability to influence others and influence positively and share love as it is received from our Heavenly Father to you is certainly not dictated by your sickness, and realize that you can still impact the world in a large way despite all these things.
Absolutely love that. We can still impact the world no matter our disposition in life. Dr. Green, thank you, and you have a wonderful day. We will speak with you soon.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.